Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. And I'm here with Brian Sant, our producer and technician.
Still, I haven't been replaced.
No, we could never replace you.
Yeah, because I got all the equipment.
There's no word again. You know, we actually, I don't know, it was one of the shows we were doing, we had to stop. I had another one, I'll admit it, I had one of my laugh attacks, and luckily Brian was able to say, that's it, kill it off, you know, because I could, he was trying to turn his back to me, I couldn't do it again. And then as I'm cracking up, I even told him how, I said, you know, to this day, because of you, I can't say the word equipment without having a sick thought. And that's him, he has continued.
See, here she goes again.
No, I'm not, I am in control.
It's because you're not doing a parish here.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know. Sometimes, you know, people write parish shares, and truly, there's nothing funny in them, but Brian makes a certain look, or I read a certain word, and it's over. It's over. Well, we had that, but we actually, we were professional
not
enough to start
my
over.
Fault.
Yeah, you're someone, like, I never could have been in school with. Because I would have known if the teacher was, like, reaming people out, I would have had to stare at the floor and bore a hole into it with my eyes. Because if I look at you, I would have lost it. I would have gotten in so much trouble.
Yeah, really, and I actually like using paper and pencil.
For what?
Versus using chalk and a blackboard when you went to school.
You know, we just kind of hopped off the back of the buckboard there. And
no doubt about that.
Learned all about how to make fire. You know, I'm not that old, Brian. You know, I mean, you make me sound like I'm a freaking crypt keeper or something, you know?
Pretty close.
Jeez. Someday you're going to be this age.
Yeah, but you'll still be older.
Yeah. Anyway, it's around February 8th now, so it's still early in the month. So if you haven't voted yet on Podcast Alley for The Deadline, shame on you. And you can make it up to me now and go to podcastalley.com and vote for The Deadline.
Or she will keep laughing.
No, I'm not laughing.
And
it's,
you don't
it's
want
not
that.
Funny. Hey, it's better laughing than me like doing, you know, one of my siren imitations.
Thank God I have the stop button.
I mean, I'm talking the sirens, you know, like in Greek mythology, not like a police siren.
That's why I have the stop button.
Yeah. So I understand people are voting now for the yay and nay of New Orleans.
Well, we have at least one vote on there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got to look because I didn't want it to register this time so people could be multiple voting. I wanted to get a true read, and I'm keeping the results to where I can see them and not where everybody else can.
Oh.
I have the power. Anyway, so yeah, this looks pretty good. You're targeting the weekend of May 30th, right?
Yes, a four-day, three-night New Orleans trip.
Nolens, they call it.
NOLA.
Nolens. Yeah, what's NOLA?
That's short for New Orleans, yeah.
Oh, okay. New Orleans, Louisiana. Nice. Yeah, the pricing doesn't look too bad, so I hope people really get on there and vote so we can,
for $600, hotel and flight, round trip, you can't beat that. So, damn it. Make sure you vote.
And then make sure if you're going to follow through on it. Don't just say, yeah, I'd like to go. I mean, if this we're trying to get a feel, like, do we really move forward and book a block of rooms? Or?
Well, it's like if just 10 people sign up, I'm still going to be hesitant. I want it to be above 10. So if a few people do cancel, we're still at the 10 and above.
Yeah, that's good. Very good thinking. See, he's learned. He's watched me tank a few events here and there. He knows.
Well, but the other thing is, if people do a double occupancy, that's only one room. So we might have to get, you know, more people if you want to, you know, get together in a room. Hey, no problem, but.
And usually the most they'll let you do in a room is two. Like two. You can't do four people or.
Well, I mean, my gosh, if it's two people, it's roughly $60.
Yeah.
You know what? If you still have to get cheaper than that, don't come. You know, because
yeah.
With the food and everything else you're going to have to pay for down there.
Yeah, and in the French Quarter, the food is it's pretty pricey.
I mean, me, I'm fine just going to McDonald's, but yeah.
But you got to drive to that.
Well, you know, yeah. I'll have a pizza delivered.
Yeah. But still, I mean, like I said, if you get the coupons and stuff ahead of time, you can do pretty good down there. You know, hitting some specials, you know, the different, like, I think it's O'Brien's, Patty O'Brien's or one of them they have down there. But, you know, yeah, it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. So you want to do meeting announcements?
Oh, why not?
Alrighty then.
What music shall we play?
I'm sick of Ren and Stimpy. What else you got? Benny Hill?
Oh, no. I'm sick of that, too.
Yeah, me
How
too.
How about this?
Oh, Dark Shadows. The Central Jersey Division meeting will be February 6th in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. The Northwest Division meeting will be February 19th in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. And the Northeast Division will be on February 28th in the Recreation Building, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. So bring your paranormal possible photos and recordings to the meetings for the Share and Scare segment. Happy haunting. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhemon.com. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Okay, it's Parashare time. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parashares and let you know when you hit 10. And then you can send me, Laura H at njghs.net, your birth date, birth time, and birthplace. And I will send you a full color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes too. So that's the deal for parashares. Now, of course, this week we have no parashares. Now it's time for News of the Weird. Noxious substances. State and federal authorities descended on quality pork processors of Austin, Minnesota in December after 11 workers contracted a mysterious neurological illness, which apparently came from inhaling the mist that results from blowing hogs' brains out with compressed air. Maurice Fox, 77, said in December he would comply with the wishes of the Kirkham Street Sports and Social Club of Paignton, England, to sit only by the front door so he could excuse himself when he needed to pass gas, which management said had become a problem. Authority
Authorities in Valentine, Nebraska have been on the lookout since November for the vandal who has approached several storefronts at night and, apparently, with Vaseline smeared over his nude body, pressed himself against windows and doors. A radio station called the person the Butt Cheek Bandit, although some speculate there may also be a copycat. Clumsy, a 26-year-old accused shoplifter, was hospitalized in Grand Rapids, Michigan in January after he got into a scuffle with a department store security officer. He allegedly stuffed some knives under his clothes, and when he was knocked to the ground, he accidentally fell on several of the blades. That's a mighty nasty way to meet a ginzu, huh? Jose Juarez Coronilla, 18, was arrested in Durham, North Carolina in January and charged with DUI after he accidentally drove through a yard in a residential neighborhood. He then abandoned his car and hitched a ride, but at a later traffic stop, police identified him by his shoes, in that when he ran out of the yard, he stepped in several piles of the resident's dog's droppings. Pew!
Lovely.
Yeah. Convenience store manager Carol Mendenhall told reporters in December that among the police citations she had recently received for a disturbance at her home in Dibble, Oklahoma, which has a population of 282, was one for allowing her four goats to have sex in her front yard in public view, which was illegal in Dibble. She admitted that her billy goat, Adam... Now, why did she name him Adam? I thought his name was Billy. Or Billy Goat, is it just a type of goat?
Yeah.
Whew.
Wow.
You can tell I have not been out in Hackettstown as long as I thought. All right, anyway. She admitted that her billy goat, Adam, had been attending to three females who were in heat at the same time. The city council has since repealed the ordinance following a campaign Mendenhall conducted. Can you imagine conducting a campaign to allow your goat to have sex on your front lawn?
I would have charged tickets.
I mean, but it's her yard and it's her goat.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't go and have sex on your front lawn either.
But I'm not a goat. Well, I mean, that's nature. That's just like what animals do. That's why they're animals. That's the only thing they get.
Some people got offended and knew the right people in the government to
How could you get offended? That's just nature taking its course. It's not like they're going to go to Motel 6, you know?
Why didn't she put them in the backyard?
So that really matters. Like, if you were driving down past a farm...
I wouldn't give two...
To me, I would be like, wow, look at that, but that's a farm for you, you know? I would be offended if the farmer were doing the goat on the front yard. That would be a little bizarre, but...
I'd be laughing my ass off.
Then you'd be like, well, then, so much for that stereotype.
I'd be laughing even harder if I saw the goat doing him.
But, I mean, you know... And basically, like, when my dog was being studded in our backyard, which, unfortunately, we didn't have it fenced in, and, I mean, you know, anybody could drive by, even though it was technically my backyard, and he's out there...
doing his business.
Yeah, you know.
Using his equipment.
And, I mean, you know, you can't really hide two Great Danes. It's kind of obvious.
What, you didn't use a privacy curtain? Come on.
Well, you know, I mean, I remember the day, and I was, like, on the phone, and I went, oh, my God, you know, because, I mean, he just, whoop, right up and right to business. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, and she's doing this. And I really thought, this is bad, you know, like, if people drive by. But, you know, the long and short of it is, it was my yard, it was my dog, and he was,
maybe if now, say... You did it every day for 6 months.
Yeah. He'd be one tired puppy. I'll tell you, I mean, the poor guy, he came in and he just, like, went right to his couch. That was it. He didn't even get up to eat that night. He just slept.
Just like a man.
Just like a man. I'll tell you, that's my boy. He just out, you know. But, yeah, I mean, that's like...
Well, like I said, who knows how long that was going on?
And then she gets a campaign together.
Well, she had it repealed, so.
So, 282 people.
So, did they, like, walk around to each house and knock on the door and say, do you vote yes or no? Yeah, for only 282 people. Everything.
Yeah, how long could it take, you know? And then, like, I you know, would you agree with letting my goats have sex on the front yard? You know?
Or actually just walk around. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Well, actually, like, she wouldn't even have to go, well, no, she probably would have to go to everyone. I say, you really only need to go around the people around your house, but who knows, walks by, drives by.
So speaking of different things, let's get back to paranormal.
Of goat sex.
Yeah, speaking of goats. There's really no easy way to segue out of that, but I still haven't seen Sweeney Todd. I know we were talking about that. You don't want to see it, but I still haven't seen that. But I thought there was one, there's a couple neat, oh, that Untraceable looked good.
Someone said it wasn't good.
Oh, really?
Someone said they give out the whole plot way too early.
Oh, so basically it was just what you saw in the commercials was enough of the movie to figure it out.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah. And there hasn't been much of, well, your girl is coming out where she gets her eyes put in.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
What's her name again?
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba,
I'm kind of, yeah.
Doesn't look too good?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait to rent?
I think I might.
Yeah.
She's pregnant anyway, so.
Well. Yeah, she's having a baby, and, well, Lopez, didn't she have hers yet, or when's she due? She's about to be due to pop any minute now, right?
Who knows?
She's having twins. God, I can't even imagine.
I'm like, she's going to take care of them. Nanny.
No, she's a Leo. They're pretty, you know.
Yeah, she's a rich Leo. She's a diva Leo.
Well, she can, yeah, she can have the nanny and then all the stuff that goes with it, but still. But yeah, wow. But yeah, that, and you know, there hasn't been much in the way of investigations lately. Oh, but speaking of which, last night, get this. I was, I wanted to put in a movie in my TV that has the all-in-one, like the DVD, VCR built into a TV in my bedroom. I thought, well, this is good. I'll put on a movie, kind of veg for a little bit, and then I'll go back to writing. And when I hit the open-close thing and the tray came out, there was already a little Sony mini disc in there. And I'm like, what's this from? So I closed it to see, to view it.
Right,
and I'm
right.
like, I don't know what this is. So I start playing it. It was from when we did that investigation down in Spring Lake Heights.
Okay. I must have been in there a while.
I don't think it was. I think my son put it in because I think I had it in the camcorder. He asked me if he could have a blank camcorder disc. And I think what he did is he looked at my camcorder, saw I had a disc in there, and finalized it and then put it in to see what was on it.
Gotcha.
So I'm watching it. And, you know, that investigation, granted, those women were a little over the top, you know, into what they were experiencing at this house. But I got some really amazing footage a couple times where this orb was interactive with me. Because when I, and on one part I'm watching it, now I remembered when I was there by myself, I kind of got that feeling of like, I was just like almost creeping myself out to where I wanted to walk out of that little back office room,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I remembered, I'm like, that's right, I had that overwhelming feeling of like, just get out of here now. And yet, what I said was, I know you're here. I want to see you. Can you tell me your name or something like that? And the damn thing flies like right on cue. And I'm like, that was good. Can you do it again? And it went and did it again. And I'm like, you know, no wonder I had that feeling of get me out of here. So it was like on cue. And I have this on video. I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I could figure out how. Because apparently these Sony camcorders, whatever format it's in, it's not compatible in any way to rip it so you could make it an MPEG or put it on the site. And then once you MPEG it, it's so pixelated, it looks like crap anyway. But
yeah, you gotta get a converter.
Yeah, I had a DVD ripper software, but it didn't work with the Sony stuff, you know. But in any event, so I know that investigation that night, driving down there, we were warned all kinds of things. Like, there were people that weren't even going to go back on the team. They swore the house was demonically infested, that, you know, ashtrays were hurled. Now, I do remember that I was using my camcorder, and my little Nikon camera was sitting on the counter. I didn't see it, but I heard a kind of noise, like something slid.
Yeah, we all heard that.
But the one woman said, your camera just moved, and she saw it turn a quarter turn in front of her. Now, I heard the sound, and sure enough, when I looked back, I knew that camera was not, it was just moved slightly.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, there was something there with enough force to make little movements like that. It was neat to see the video footage, because remember those guys had that little, like, robot camera at the top of the stairs?
Yes.
And I was watching the footage of where you and Chris went upstairs, and you went into that bedroom with
right,
the bunk beds.
Right.
And you could see, like, at one point, the orb kind of just playing with you. Your EMF was going off, and this orb flew by. But, so we had some neat stuff happen that night, but nothing ever conclusive. And
nothing to whatever
I never
said.
Heard back from the other team members. I mean, you and Chris were the only ones that said, well, this, you know, what, I didn't get Zippo. And
and
I never heard back from the other people as to any historical background checks on the place. You know, I mean, I don't know. But it was neat to see that, you know. So, but we haven't gotten any...
Nope, it's been dead.
You go through one of those dry spells, you know.
It's been a long dry spell.
Well, I think, too, with a lot of other little mini-groups spinning off the NJGHS, that they're now, you know, getting the cases and stuff. And some of them I just automatically farm out. You know, like if it's way South Jersey, I send it down to South Jersey Ghost Research. But, you know. Anyway, but it was interesting to see that.
Oh, I was, well, not talking with, but emailing Donna.
From TAPS,
yep,
right?
And they have now signed up for another 6 episodes, and they're heading back out the end of February for GHI.
Wow.
Yep.
Good for her. Now, does she get paid for that, I hope?
I'm sure, because all the time it takes. I don't know how much. I'm not my business. I'm not going to ask or anything like that, but they've got to be getting paid. Because, like I said, you know, three of them come from Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got to be getting something.
That's wonderful, though. Good for her.
Good for all of them.
Yeah, and it's a good show. I like the international one. I really do.
I actually like it better because they work more as a team.
Yes, and there's not all this drama catty crap.
Yep.
They're doing a nice professional presentation of. This is the history. This is the debunking aspect of it, and they're doing a really good job.
Yeah, the one episode, I forget the place they were in when Andy went outside with that with the bright white jacket and stuff, and you know what? Boom! There it was, right there.
Yeah, he's a smart kid.
Yeah,
he really is pretty sharp, and he seems like he's pretty you know, like, I don't want to say, like, brave. That's such a... That word has so many meanings. But you know what? He is, like, very, you know, he kind of, like, sticks through it. I mean, there's, you know, like, oh, let me get down in this crawl space and stuff. I'm thinking, wouldn't get me to do that, you know?
Well, no, that was Brian.
Brian did that,
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to fit in that space.
But, yeah, he did it. Brian's impressed me.
Yeah.
Being on the... Now, he's on the international one now.
Yes.
And I have to say, I think that kid all along had it in him to be a pretty good pro. I think just they almost kind of made him into like...
They beat him.
Yeah.
They beat him down all the time.
And made him out to be like to make him look like the village idiot and everything and somebody to blame everything
and
on.
Honestly, I think you're going to start seeing a shift from Ghost Hunters to Ghost Hunters International. The people which show they prefer.
I like the international one. I can tell you already because they are doing they're just giving you the ghost hunting and the history and these wonderful locations,
oh my God.
They're doing a great job. You know,
I told her that I was like,
just to see the difference in Brian and how impressed I'm like, see, this kid had it in him.
Well, I told her I was like, I said, you know, I just want you to know, I'm so jealous. I said. Not because, you know, the team, because of the places you're going. I was like, I would give anything to be able to go investigate some of those places.
I know. Yeah. Well, for what you're paying for New Orleans, you could. That's what's so sad.
Well, not really. I mean.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's so expensive to travel in the United States. It's just, when you get over there, what's expensive? All right, gas, a little bit more, and because of the crappy exchange rate, but... You know, when I went to Ireland, you found out you go into a gas station, believe it or not. You know how, like, our gas stations have, like, quickie stops built in?
Right, right.
That's the best place to eat. Because if you go to a restaurant, it's like a crappy little hamburger is like, you know, a $20 meal. But you go into the gas station, so you get your gas, you go inside, and they have all these cold cuts, and you would just pick it out of the refrigerator case. Turkey, get a loaf of bread, a thing of squirtable mayonnaise or mustard, and you could just sit in the car. And then they sell wine at these gas stations. We got totally turned on to Chilean wines. So we bought a bottle opener.
Who's we?
Oh, this is way back when.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you, it was great. Then you throw the stuff in the car. You're driving down the road. You just pull over. You pop open the wine, and you cut up bread. And next thing you know, you have a sandwich. It was a lot cheaper than eating constantly. But anyway, right now I just got one of those emails. Aer Lingus has a vacation package, $4.99 round trip. So you could fly in. You pick whether you want to fly into Shannon or fly into Dublin. And you get like 5 days. And it was hotel, and then, you know, if you want to rent a car. Oh, yeah, it came with a car rental and GPS for the car. So then you could drive around. But, you know, like, I tell you, Dublin was a waste. It was just a crappy, just typical city. But it was nice to fly into Shannon and then do all that driving. And you could get to Leap Castle, they call it, Charleville, Kennedy Castle, all these neat things, that, you know, and Clonmacnoise. You could do all this stuff. And, you know, granted, $4.99, yeah, you're not going to be there for to do all that driving. You'd have to have at least a week and a half. But in 4 or 5 days, you could hit some, you know, if you came into Shannon,
there's
a castle, I think it's Dunleavy. I'm not 100% sure. There's one right there. And you go from there, head all right over to Leap Castle, and then from Leap Castle, you could horseback ride over to Kennedy. It's that close, so you can cram that one in. And then if you want to make another day, you go out to Tullamore, so you can hit the Tullamore factory and get the really good Tullamore douche whiskey, and then you can and the Irish mist. That Irish mist, oh my god, that stuff is like the best. And girls, if you still get periods and cramps, Irish mist, baby, puts them to bed.
there you go
there's my tip of the day. But and then Tullamore, you had the really good you had Charleville Castles right there, so you could do that one. So for $500 you could really, if you hoofed it, be like a nice relaxing vacation. But see, I vacation just as hard as I work. It's like I'm up, like I'm going to work. I'm like, come on, get showered, dressed, boom, we're hitting the ground. And it's like we move, you know.
Yeah, thank God you're not going to New Orleans.
Yeah, right, because I'd have you pounding that pavement now.
No, all you'd see is a finger.
But anyway, so yeah, but you know, it's kind of gets expensive. Like every time I price out going to Walt Disney World, I just puke. I'm like, I could go to Europe for less, you know, and I'd be in a foreign country and immersed in all this culture versus going, well, all right, if you go to Disney World, you are in like a foreign country, man, you know, but still, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we should take a quick break here.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there. Welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, here was the question. What is the name of the old-timer individual who claims to have witnessed the steamboat, the ghostly steamboat, on the Missouri River? The answer, Russ Hawkins.
Wow.
There you go. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of kind of challenging. A ghostly time warp takes place on campus at this particular university. The ghost of Clara Mills is witnessed along with her timely surroundings of when she started as a music professor at this campus in 1911. What is the name of this university? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win a t-shirt. Not just a t-shirt, the NJGHS black t-shirt. Cool, huh, Bryce?
Oh, damn, I thought it was going to be a plain white one.
Eh, we could do that, but later when we get new ones printed. So anyway, I hope people have been checking out the Paranormal Intensive for 2008. It's going to be very cool with different workshops and things to sign up for. Only $25 a workshop per person. So you can go to the njghs.net website and you can click on the Para Intensive page or paraintensive.html. You can keep checking that page because we're going to be adding the different workshop descriptions, possibly adding a few more key authors and workshops and presenters. And then you can register just for the ones you want. And you can also stop by if you're a registered attendee at one of the presenters' tables and pick up some of their books in different wares, get autographs, what have you. That night, there's going to be a dinner and spirit circle. Now, that's an additional price. That's $60 per person. The dinner and spirit circle is at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse with the famous psychic medium, Jane Doherty. And that runs from 7 to 10 p.m. that night. It's only $60 per person. And you should check out on that webpage. I list the menu. I mean, it's a nice buffet dinner. Remember when we did our buffet mm-hmm. dinner there after the Ghost Conference 2006?
Yes, I do.
And that was, they do a nice thing. You have the nice room upstairs, and food's very good. So it's really worth it for $60 to get mm-hmm. dinner, tax, tip, non-alcoholic beverages,
you
coffee,
and tea. You can pay for it on your own, though.
You can pay for alcohol on your own if you want, but I wouldn't advise it if you're going to do a spirit circle because they don't call it spirits for nothing with alcohol. You know, it really does lower your vibrations, opens, puts some holes in your aura, so you wouldn't want to be doing a spirit circle when you're already...
Holy aura.
You just don't want to take any chances. But and then you get the hour and a half spirit circle with Jane Doherty, so it's very, very cool. So that's $60 a person. That includes everything, so you can sign up for that. Everything on the page, the Para Intensive page, is there. All the PayPal links are there, so you can click on PayPal, you can use your credit card, and register. And cool. Honestly, it's cost me $30 a month to take credit cards via PayPal, so let's make some use of it, okay? Anything else, Brian?
No, I think we're pretty much covered it all.
Okay. Well, stay tuned to the njghs.net website. Sign up for our Yahoo groups. The link's right there on the homepage. All the meeting announcements are there on the homepage. You can even see what the topic of the month is for the Northwest Division. Thank you to Dina Chirico. And that's about it. So thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.